Welcome to the Jumpstart Your Instructional Design Career podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping new and aspiring instructional designers get the knowledge, skills, and confidence to stand out in the field and land their first corporate instructional design job. I'm your host, Jill Davidian, and think of this podcast as a way to put my over 20 years of corporate ID experience in your back pocket. I've helped over 1,200 new instructional designers successfully transition into the field, and I know what hiring managers are looking for. Whether you're looking for a career change and exploring if instructional design is right for you, or you know you want to become an ID and have no idea how to get started, you are in the right place. Join me each week for actionable guidance as we explore how to build your portfolio, transform your resume, and interview with confidence. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the podcast. So today I want to talk about the two reasons why many people do not start their transition into ID. So you know that you want to do ID, but something is holding you back. And there's usually two things. It always comes down to money and time. Those are the two reasons why people often get held back. From the money, the cost perspective, they maybe don't have the funds to be able to purchase the software. This is something I've heard a lot. And actually, in the last couple of weeks, I heard it even more because in this field, we use Storyline and Rise, which are made by a company called Articulate. And that software program has a 30-day free trial that is hard to really do a whole lot in. So to really create a quality portfolio, you often need more time. And so that is a barrier for a lot of people because in order to get that time, they would have to purchase the software and it's very expensive. So often that is a barrier, or maybe the cost of paying someone to learn from them, to get the feedback and to get the expertise is a barrier as well. And so a lot of people try to do it on their own from YouTube, create a portfolio maybe on their own, and it's often not well vetted. And so there's more work that needs to be done there, but they aren't sure what that work is. Or maybe you just don't ever start creating in the first place because you just don't even know where to start and are feeling overwhelmed and it's just too much and you really can't pay somebody to have that path and to give you that feedback. So that's one thing that holds a lot of people back. And I completely understand that perspective because it's a catch-22. If you are in a situation where you maybe need to make more money, you're not making a whole lot, which is why you need a new job, but you're in this predicament because in order to be able to make more, you have to invest more, right? It's a frustrating situation to be in. So that's the one thing that comes up. And I especially heard it in the last couple of weeks because it's hard to have to make that investment in the software when you don't need it for that long, but you just need it to be able to create a sample, right? And then the other one is time, where we've got busy lives. We've got all kinds of things going on. We've got potentially we have kids and families and jobs and hobbies and activities and all kinds of things happening and vacations and things like that. And to be able to take a big chunk of time to dedicate to this while you're also working, while you're also living your life and getting a lot of other things done, just feels really overwhelming, right? So those are two things that come up a lot, and I completely understand both of them, and they're very valid. And so what I want to talk about is what can you do when you have cost or money is not on your side, like you don't have a lot of it to spare, and time is not on your side either. What is the thing that you can do to move you forward? I did a masterclass a couple weeks ago where we talked about storyline and how important storyline is to develop a sample to really show employers what you can do with the software that they use. But storyline is a more complex program to learn and it does take some time. It takes more focused effort and sometimes higher cost because you can't get something done with storyline in the 30-day free trial. And so for a lot of people, that's it. They're like, well, I can't do that. So I guess I can't do anything. And they just kind of give up for a while and then come back to it later. And they're like, okay, I'll try again. But then the same reasons, the same barriers come up. So what can you do? You can actually still create a high quality sample that will impress a hiring manager and get you closer to getting a job through Rise. Rise is the sister program to Storyline. They are both made by Articulate. It has a smaller learning curve. It's not quite as intensive as Storyline. Storyline, it's really hard to do anything in the 30-day free trial because it is 30 days and you just don't have enough time. But with Rise, you can actually create something really solid in a 30-day free trial. So the cost of it just goes way down because you don't have to purchase the software, because you can actually create it within that time. You just have to make sure you're using your time wisely, because a lot of times we sign up for trials and then we don't end up using them. So you want to make sure you really set yourself up for success. I actually did a Substack article last week on what to do to prepare yourself, to plan your sample, to get everything lined up before you start your trial. So if you want to go this route that I'm talking about right now, you want to do all the planning phases prior. And I talked about that on Substack in terms of what exactly you need to do to prepare yourself so that as soon as that trial is ready, you start it. And it's doable. You can actually do it in the 30 days. In addition to that, from a time perspective, it's just not as intense. It doesn't take as much of a time commitment. You're not going to spend weeks trying to orient yourself to understand the software before you get started. You can kind of ramp up and get started and start creating something much quicker and much sooner. But it's like the best of both worlds because it does have a lower ramp up time. It is not as much of a time commitment or even a cost commitment. But at the same time, employers still use it a lot. In fact, some employers only use Rise. And so it's not like you're creating some sample that is like a consolation, like, well, I don't have the time and money for Storyline, so I'm going to create this and it's not going to be as great, but okay. No, employers really want Rise as well. They really want both, but even though they're not equal commitments to learn and create something in, they often are in terms of what employers want, because employers just want candidates who have used the tools they use. It doesn't matter if the tool is easier or harder. In their mind, it's all the same. Like if somebody doesn't know how to use Rise and they've never used it before and they don't have samples for Rise on their portfolio, even if it's something that's quicker to pick up, a lot of times that employer is going to be like, well, they don't have it on there, so I'm moving on to the next person that does. They're not like, well, this is a easier tool, so I think they could just pick it up. I'll just hire them anyway. They still want someone who knows it and has shown that they know it regardless. And so you get the best of both because you still can create something really solid that hiring managers want, but you don't have as much of the cost or the time commitment as you do with Storyline. And so that's really the place to start. It's not really the place you want to end up in the long run, because really having both is important, but it's definitely a place where you can start and really take that step and really move forward and at least have something to show them if you are applying for jobs. So don't feel like just because you maybe don't have all of the time or all of the money right now to make this transition that you can't make it happen. Now, I will say that don't get fooled completely by the fact that it is easier to learn, in that sometimes people tend to put more effort into the hard stuff, and so they end up with a better result. Whereas if something is a little bit easier, they're like, oh, I could do that really quickly in like a weekend. And then it actually ends up being worse than the hard thing because they kind of just took it for granted. They didn't really put much effort into it. And it still is something that you do need to put effort in to make sure it is quality. You need to get feedback. This is no different than Storyline in terms of that. You need to get feedback. There's things that you can do or will do probably in Rise that will make you look like you're brand new to this. So you still want to make sure that you have somebody in instructional design looking at that. There's ways that you can push Rise to the next level so it doesn't just use the basic things that Rise gives you and it really looks professional and well polished. There are things that can make you not look like you're new. So you really do need to still put focus in it. It's just that having that 30-day trial to do it is enough time if you plan well. just don't fall into the trap of, oh, I can just do the minimum with this because it's not that hard, or I can just, you know, get my trial and then completely forget and come back the last week because it's not that hard. You still need to maximize the 30 days and you still need to do the planning up front. You still want to make sure your sample is structurally sound. So all of those planning and things that I talked about in my Substack article are still very important. And you still want to focus on making sure it's the best quality. It's taking it up a notch. It's got feedback and it's really well done. And it's something that is going to impress them. So that's still important. We don't want to lose that element. We just want to do that in a shorter period of time. So I want to make sure that you know that you do have options to create things for your portfolio that don't have that huge time commitment and that huge cost associated with them. Now, this is something that you can do on your own. Absolutely. It's just a matter of making sure that you do have somebody looking at it, that you are getting the feedback and all of the things that I just mentioned. You can also do it with me this summer. So I am going to be starting on July 1st, a 30-day RISE sprint. So it is designed to help you create a well-vetted, very professional-looking portfolio sample in RISE that goes beyond the minimum and really helps you stand out to employers. So this is a 30-day sprint. It's actually a total of 5 weeks because we have one planning week, but you're going to be in RISE for 30 days. You can use your trial. You do not have to purchase the software. It is much more budget-friendly, and it's much more time-friendly. It's only going to be probably about 10 hours a week versus the Summer ID Studio that I have going on right now for Storyline is about 25 hours a week. So it still gives you a really good quality sample, and there's still AI involved, so you get to learn some AI. I created this specifically for people that maybe weren't able to join us in the Summer ID Studio, or maybe you didn't even know about that particular program, but you do feel that you just don't have a lot of time. You just need something that's a little less intensive, or you just really don't have the funds to invest in a big program. So I really created this program for you that's much more time friendly and budget friendly, but it still gives you really good feedback from my team. So it is doing RISE together for 30 days, but with a lot of support and feedback to make sure that you create something really high quality in RISE if that's going to be the main thing that you do and you're not able to invest in Storyline. So if that's something that you may be interested in, there is a link to it in the show notes. We are starting July 1st. So the program will be open to sign up through the 30th of June. All of the details will be on that page that is in the show notes. We would love to have you join us. If that's not something that you're able to do, then I just hope that you get started. I really just want to motivate you to move forward, take that next step. Doors start opening for you and you find ways to keep on moving if you just take the first step. So I hope that I have motivated you to be able to do that. And just so you know, I'm going to be kind of shifting things on the podcast. I've done a lot of episodes lately on really motivating you to get moving, really helping you to get started. But I've got some really cool things that are going to be coming around AI. We're going to be talking a lot more specifically about AI tools, what you should and shouldn't be learning if you're getting into ID or if you're already in ID. So just know that we've got some cool things coming up as well in the months of July and probably even August. We'll see, but just stay tuned if you're interested in that. So as always, I hope that you got a lot from this episode. If it was helpful for you, I would love if you would leave a review, and I hope to see you next week. Thanks for tuning in to the Jumpstart Your Instructional Design Career podcast. I hope you've gained valuable insights that will help you on your instructional design journey. Did you have a moment of clarity? Maybe you have some additional questions. Let's discuss in my Facebook group, which can be found in the description below and in the show notes at learningstrategyanddesign.com/podcast. If you love the show and want to hear more, follow the podcast and give me a rating and review. Let me know if there's a specific topic you'd like me to cover or a guest you'd like me to have on the show. You can also check out more resources for breaking into instructional design on my website, learningstrategyanddesign.com. Stay tuned next week as I bring you more tips, tools, and strategies to jumpstart your instructional design career.